This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Did you know there is a pickleball association here on the coastside? That's the topic of this week's Feature of the Week. I'm Cindy Menzel, and today I'm talking with Manolo Fernandez and Mara Krasts, who are the founders of the Coastside Pickleball Association. So first of all, what exactly is pickleball?
Pickleball is a sport integrating a few aspects from tennis, from badminton.
Badminton?
Badminton, tennis, badminton, and ping pong. Thank you very much.
First, you told me that you enjoyed playing pickleball. You've been here for 25 years on the coastside. You've only been playing for 3 or 4 months, but it's one of the most neighborly and social sports you've ever participated in. Explain that. And it sounds like you sit down during pickleball.
Absolutely. When we go to our local facility to play, the Ted Arco Community Center, we had 2 courts available, and because we are quite a number of players, we get a chance to sit down waiting for our turn. And when we are sitting down, we talk to each other. And by doing that over the weeks and over the months, I got to meet so many new neighbors that I never met before.
That's wonderful. So, Mara, you said you were a tennis player and you're now a pickleball player. What do you enjoy playing about pickleball?
Oh, my gosh. I fell in love with it immediately. It's easy to pick up. Just because I have a tennis background, I mean, I fell in love with it, but you don't have to have that background. It's really social. It's easy to pick up. It's fun. I never laughed as hard as I do when I play pickleball. It's just a great social sport. It's competitive. So if you're someone that really likes to challenge yourself, you can definitely get competitive. I've played some tournaments over the last few years and really enjoy that as well. I love that challenge. But you can play it as a social sport, and that's really what a lot of people do. It's just a lot of fun to get together to play, and we have a great community on the coast to do that with.
And you said it's not an old person sport.
No, it is not. That's such a misconception. I think that initially when it was really a hot trend in the beginning of the pandemic, people believed it was just an old people's sport, right? Those for 65 and older. But we found is that the fastest growing demographic within pickleball is actually the 18 to 24 year olds. And generally now the population, I think Manolo had said it's nationally, it's 70% of the population are actually under the age of 55. So for those who play pickleball, hey, it's not just the seniors out there having a great time. People recognize what a fun sport. It's great for families. I see people going on dates in the city at the Golden Gate Tennis Center. They have pickleball courts, and I've seen, folks in their 20s. That's a date that they go and play pickleball.
So want to go out on your first date? Try pickleball.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So where do you play here on the coast side?
Well, we have 2 places available to play close to Half Moon Bay. We have Ted Adcock, and those courts are available Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. And on Sundays, we get to play at Cunha, which is part of the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay, and what days are those? Are there special times available, and do you have to sign up for it, or...?
There's no need to sign you want to play, but the times are very specific for each day. 3 hours each day, and because we are so many players, we are dividing it according to a skill level. So, for instance, on Mondays and Wednesdays, am I right? Mondays and Wednesdays is designed for beginners and intermediate players. Tuesdays and Fridays are mostly for intermediate and advanced players.
Okay, so, and I'm a beginner. I've just never heard of pickleball. I want to try it because I like the social aspect. It's badminton, ping pong, and tennis.
Tennis.
So how big is the paddle? And if I want to show up, will someone show me how to do it without making me feel really stupid?
Absolutely. Let me tell you my first day at Ted Adcock.
Okay.
I show up without a paddle. I don't have a paddle. So one of the players immediately noticed that, said, Manolo, please use my paddle. And very friendly, they introduced me to the game with everybody wanting to help with a lot of patience. And within minutes, I was playing my first game. So.
Because you're very athletic, and it doesn't matter if I've been a couch potato for a while, I can just still do that?
You don't have to be athletic. As Mara said before, it can accommodate all skill levels, all ages. It's fun for everyone.
Well, that's great. So you two have created the Coastside Pickle Association, pickleball rather, and you have a website, coastsidepickleball.org. And did you say you have 176 members and you're growing? So tell us, why did you found this association and what's the goal and where are you going with it?
So, first of all, I want to say Manolo and I are not the only members of the founding group, but we happen to be the ones here talking with you today.
Okay.
So there are a lot of other folks in the background that are also working really hard on this and have been a part of this organization that we started about 2 months ago. You know, we have 176 people signed up with us already. And we're constantly looking for more members. We are just getting started, so we haven't been able to plan events and things yet for our members, but that is part of the next steps in the plan. What we're really hoping to do is get people to come and participate in some of our upcoming events that we'll be sending out to those who are have signed up. But we also have shared with Ted Adcock Center, so they have that as well.
Going forward, what are you trying to achieve with that?
Yeah, a great question. So what we ultimately want to do is increase the opportunities for people to play pickleball on the coast. And that means increasing the amount of time that we have access to the courts that exist, and ideally adding pickleball courts to some of the upcoming plans that are in place. For instance, what's happening at maybe Smith Field, or if there are other areas where there might be opportunities to add pickleball courts. So it's twofold, really. We want to increase the amount of time that we have available to play on the current courts, such as they are, and then also, hopefully, create new courts somewhere here on the coast.
So did you say you could play pickleball in Foster City and mm-hmm. some of these other, like, within an hour drive, I suppose?
Yeah, so there's a lot of places, and I hate to think of all these people driving over the hill if we could just keep them here. They play at the Bay Clubs, which has locations in South City and Redwood City. Foster City has great courts there, multiple courts, all purpose-built for pickleball. Redwood City, Palo Alto, Daly City, San Francisco. So everybody has those courts. Unfortunately, we haven't been lucky enough to have that here on the coast yet.
So your major goal, besides having a good time socializing and playing pickleball, is to convince the council to create more or build more pickleball courts.
Ideally, we would love that. I attended the last meeting that Parks and Rec had, and they stated very clearly they want to see more pickleball access on the court. They want to see that for the community, so we know that they definitely support that. Boys and Girls Club, Jill Jacobson, has been a great partner. She definitely supports our efforts. It's not in her control who has access to those courts, but she's definitely supportive of our efforts.
Okay, well, thank you very much. This week's feature of the week has been featuring the Coastside Pickleball Association, our newest association sports club here on the Coastside. I've been speaking with Manolo and Mara, and the website again is the coastsidepickleball.org. Great sport, neighborly, easy to play, fun to socialize for young and old alike. And for KHMB Feature of the Week, I'm Cindy Menzel.
Our thanks to contributor Cindy Menzel for another interesting feature story of the week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. There was a time when the word pickleball could not be found in a dictionary. Through the magic of the KHMB Time Machine, with host Cameron Palmer, we are about to take you back to the year 1942.
You're listening to the one and only community radio station for the San Mateo County Midcoast. We are 100.9 FM KHMB.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Catherine Weaver, owner and chief pooper scooper of Claws, Paws, and Hooves, home of Camp Canine Doggy Daycare for the Coastside. Claws, Paws, and Hooves is offering the following services for Camp Canine Doggy Daycare. Monday through Friday, please connect with us for a meet and greet. Underfoot boarding, a very popular service here on the Coastside, and of course, tons of TLC. We would love to tell you more about our very special place we have created for you and your four-legged family member here on the Coastside. We are safe, secure, and supervised. Check us out on our website, Claws with a K, pawsandhooves.com, Facebook, or Instagram. You can also call the office at 728-8070. Claws, Paws, and Hooves, making tails wag from Montero through Half Moon Bay.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1942. There's a war on. What did things look like here on the Coastside in 1942? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, local news 1942, target practice at Montara Point. Daily target practice will be held at anti-aircraft gunners off Montara, according to the Coast Guard. Mariners are warned that the danger area covered the sea within a 7-mile radius of the point. Sugar rationing cards available. The county courthouse in Redwood City is receiving point of supplies governing rationing of food and other commodities from the supplies will be delivered to all rationing authorities in the country. This will include sugar rationing cards to be distributed. And national tax looms. Since the sale of defense bonds can pay for only a small part of the war budget, Congress is considering a national sales tax. The amount of the tax is yet to be determined, but it's figured the tax could produce $3 or $4 billion a year without, according to congressional circles, hitting the public too hard. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Entryways can be telling, and that's why I try to keep the pub's entryway both tidy yet interesting. Here's an example of what happened to a friend delivering a meal to a couple with a newborn child. She met them, but really didn't know them, but she knew the father was a fireman and the meal would be appreciated. Their address was a little questionable, and when she arrived with the meal, she took a look around, not the yard of an entrance you'd expect from a fireman, as she has a fireman in her family. She took the meal home and found the correct address, and sure enough, the grounds were tidy and inviting. Got me thinking of clues as to what the front porch can tell you about who lives there. No judgment, just figuring out who resides. Kids may result in a stroller, or trikes, or a skateboard ready to roll. Animals can produce doggy beds, water bowls, bags of pet food, kitty litter. Horses can result in horse gear ready for action. Gardening produces shovels, fertilizers, and pots, and all of the above. Probably some shoes and galoshes ready to jump into. In defense of the front door clutter, if things are bare with nothing, do those living there have a quiet life that allows for such tidiness? Huh, who knows? Keep calm and front porch on. Following the U.S. entering the war, the mobilization of war efforts were quick and effective, with car makers and other manufacturers changing to production of weapons of war. The war is also creating a new breed of movies with war themes. The U.S. sentiment towards Japanese following Pearl Harbor is not good, as 120,000 people of the Japanese descent are being sent to internment camps. In the early 1942, the war in the Pacific is not going well, with America losing Guam, Hong Kong, Wake, Singapore, and the Philippines. Here at home, Gasoline is 15 cents a gallon, but gas rationing is going into effect and you can only buy 3 gallons a week. Popular movies include Road to Morocco with Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, Casablanca, Bambi, and Yankee Doodle Dandy. Music-wise, 1942 can best be described as the Battle of the Bands. The airwaves were filled with music of Glenn Miller, Artie Shaw, Harry James, Woody Herman, and Tommy Dorsey. One of the big hits heard on the radio and jukeboxes was Glenn Miller's String of Pearls. This popular recording was also by well-known band leader. It was introduced in the movie The Fleets, in starring Dorothy L'Amour, William Holden, and Betty Hutton in her feature film debut. In this rendition, we hear Helen O'Connell and Bob Eberle. Here's Tommy Dorsey and Tangerine.
Caballero sigh, and toasts to tangerine, raised in every bar across the Argentine. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to
Hope you have enjoyed our time machine flashback to 1942. Where to next? Take a seat in the AM 1710 time machine and find out. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
This is Rachel Shanker, owner of CMIT Solutions, providing IT services to the nonprofits of the Coastside.
Hello, this is Eric DeBode with Abundant Grace Coastside Worker, and I know a lot about working with the homeless, but next to nothing about how the internet works or how you get viruses on your computers. Luckily, I met Rachel Shanker at CMIT Solutions, and she came to Abundant Grace and set up all of our computers with the proper software so that we are safe and protected when we're online.
CMIT Solutions, providing local friendly IT specialists who are close by and ready to protect you from network breakdown or cybersecurity hacks. For more information on how we can be of service to your nonprofit or business, visit us at cmitsolutions.com or call us at 650-770-0258.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
An interesting topic in the news recently is anesthesia-free teeth cleaning for pets. Unless you have the most mellow of cats, this mostly pertains to dogs. I've had my dog's teeth cleaned by a vet under anesthesia, as well as by groomers anesthesia-free. The anesthesia-free cleaning generally includes scaling the teeth up to the gum line and toothbrushing. If you have your pet's teeth cleaned by a vet, they clean under the gum line like a human dentist does, as well as pulling teeth or any other procedure that may be necessary. Anesthesia-free teeth cleaning is considered cosmetic since they don't clean at the gum line. Cosmetic cleaning typically costs around $100. Veterinarians charge around $800 because the dog has to be put under. Assembly Bill 2304 would have allowed others to use scalers to clean teeth as well as vets. California lobbyist Matt Gray believes this veterinary regulation is really about interfering with commerce for personal financial gain without legitimate public policy reasoning. The veterinarians group has argued for years that dog owners risk the health of their pets by having their teeth cleaned by anyone other than a vet. Lobbyist Gray said there has not been a single case of harm that came to a dog. At a hearing before the Business Professions and Consumer Protection Committee, emotional testimony was given about a woman's ill-fated visit to an anesthesia-free teeth cleaning appointment. The cleaning, she said, was so destructive that her dog had to go to the vet and had to have several teeth removed after the vet found abscesses. The cost was $4,000. The other side of the story is that the teeth cleaning company checked the dog's teeth 2 months prior. They gave the owner a written report stating that the dog had lots of tartar and several loose teeth that may be lost. The dog's owner believes that the company should have told her that the dog had a serious condition and needed to see a vet. She feels, in spite of any warnings they gave her, the company put their desire for more business ahead of her dog's health. As you can see, there are two sides to the story. Assembly Bill 2304 failed. This means in the future you will only be able to have your vet clean your pet's teeth. Is this good or is this bad? You decide. You will be paying more money for teeth cleaning. A lot more, but you will have a more thorough and perhaps safer cleaning job done. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khnbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Many people have confused the return of Christ with the end of the world and caused untold heartache and worry. Learn about the assumptions people make and how not to make them yourself. Write or call for a free program titled, Are We Living in the Last Days? Write to Born to Win, Post Office Box 560, White House, Texas 75791. Or call toll free 1-888-BIBLE-44.
The Born to Win program with Ronald L. Dart is heard every Sunday morning at 8. You can also listen to the Born to Win program anytime by going to khmbradio.com and clicking on the Our Shows drop-down menu, and then click on Born to Win.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Fellow Coastsiders, we all know, or should know, the health risks associated with cigarette smoking. But did you know that a sedentary lifestyle is at least as destructive, or even more so, than cigarette smoking to our health and longevity? Who says this, you ask? The World Health Organization, the Mayo Clinic, and the American College of Sports Medicine, to name just three. My name is Dan Miller. I'm your host this week for Keeping Pace with Your Health, and for over 35 years, I have helped people and organizations increase their health, fitness, and enjoyment of life as a personal fitness trainer, formerly the Director of Fitness for the San Francisco Bay Club, and as a certification instructor for the American College of Sports Medicine. One of my first inspirations to become a fitness professional was Jack LaLanne. You may remember that in 1984, at age 70, Jack LaLanne towed 70 boats with 70 people from the Queensway Bridge in the Long Beach Harbor to the Queen Mary, a mile and a half, handcuffed, shackled, and fighting strong winds and currents. Now, I'm not saying you need to work out like Jack LaLanne, but be inspired that he did not let age slow him down until very late in his life. I will be back for more on this topic after a brief message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discreet appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
This is Dan Miller speaking today on tips for increasing fitness activities in your life. I was asked to speak with you today about how to overcome the risks associated with a sedentary lifestyle. We let decades go by and postpone our own health and fitness needs while we take care of our children, our parents, and our pets. We often put ourselves last, however, it catches up with us one day. The good news is that it's rarely too late to start increasing your activity level or starting a more focused and consistent exercise program. It has been determined by many health and fitness researchers and organizations that the minimum weekly requirement for exercise and or activity is 150 minutes of light to moderate physical activity over a minimum of 5 days. For those of you who are wondering, light to moderate means that you can carry on a conversation during your activity but not be able to sing. For Jack LaLanne, light to moderate probably meant towing 10 boats without the handcuffs. An ideal weekly goal for people who are just starting to exercise would be 5 to 6 days of at least 20 to 30 minutes of activity each day. This can be through a number of activities such as walking, swimming, cycling, or Tai Chi, just to name a few. Walking is a great beginning activity for those physically able to do so. What makes walking particularly great is that no special shoes or clothing are required, just comfortable shoes and clothing. And the 30 minutes doesn't have to be done all at one time. You could walk 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon, and 10 minutes in the evening, or any combination thereof, which makes walking much easier to fit into busier schedules versus swimming, for example. Other activities can be added or substituted after one has built up a base level of fitness. Ideally, you can also incorporate 5 to 10 minutes of stretching 5 to 6 days a week. I recommend the active isolated stretching method. Eventually, you would add light resistance training 20 to 30 minutes a day twice per week as well, such as light dumbbells or exercise tubing, which can also be done at home. Tai Chi is also a wonderful exercise because there is no impact to your joints and it helps to increase balance and coordination. And once you've learned the routine, you can do it on your own in approximately 8 minutes in any location of your choice. The Senior Center offers Tai Chi classes on a regular basis. For those of you who enjoy golf and tennis, I strongly suggest Pilates exercise, as this will not only improve your game, but will help to improve flexibility, mobility, and core strength. The really great news is that there are very few things that you can do for yourself that are as beneficial to your overall health and well-being as simply walking 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And the biggest benefits come to those who go from no or very little activity to 30 minutes, 5 days a week, as compared to someone going from 30 minutes a day to 60 minutes a day. Invite your spouse or friend to join with you in your new activity, and now you have increased the synergy by social interaction. Add something new like Tai Chi, dance, or Pilates, and now you've added a learning and protective component for your brain health. I hope that I have not only given you food for thought, but have also inspired you to take action for living your best healthy life. For more information regarding classes, please contact the Coastside Adult Day Health Center and or Senior Coastsiders. For Keeping Pace with Your Health, this has been Dan Miller.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
All the girls say,
Coastside Carousel.
the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California. My guest this week is Billy Philadelphia, a longtime Bay Area musician and the artistic director of Pacifica Performances. They present live music each week at the Mildred Owen Concert Hall, otherwise known as The Hall. Their spring concert series has begun. It goes on through the rest of the year. The Hall is an intimate music experience where bands from every genre of music, jazz, blues, rock and roll, Hawaiian, Celtic, salsa, folk, and even Brazilian come to play live. Billy, thanks for coming down to the studio today.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
So tell us about the history of Pacifica Performances.
Pacifica Performances started as another organization, but the same people started 50 years ago. Next year's our 50th anniversary. And we've been in the Hall, which was named after the originator of this, of the whole thing, Mildred Owen, the late Mildred Owens. And we moved into where we are 25 years ago.
Like me as a DJ, I have an eclectic music taste. You do as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, by the way, you book these bands. Tell us about some of the bands you got coming in.
Well, the most fun part of booking this hall is the wide range of music. You know, so I'm a jazz musician, but I can't book nothing but jazz because there's other kinds of music. So we have jazz, we have rock and roll, we have country, we have swing bands that we're dancing. We had LaVey Smith a couple weeks ago. We're having Alpha Rhythm Kings, another great swing band. We're having them in May. We have Celtic bands. We have a guy from Hawaii, Led Ka'apana, who's a wonderful solo musician. When he comes, we always sell out. And he's just, it's amazing what one guy can do on a guitar. We have a band from Marin County that's also has orchestra in their name, but they're an Americana sort of roots band. They play country blues and a lot of old timey music. So they got that word orchestra in their name by calling it Beck Porchestra.
Is this one on your iPhone?
This is one on the iPhone.
Okay, yeah. Let's plug in the iPhone. This is like live radio. I'm kind of digging this.
This is great.
Yeah, let's have a little fun. Okay, I'm punching up the iPhone pod here on the board.
All right, ready to go?
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me set this up. You're listening to Coastside Carousel. This is one of the bands that's coming in March 15th.
Back Porchestra.
Back Porchestra. And we got it for you now on Coastside Carousel, KHMB. Community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. You've got it on Coastside Carousel, sponsored each week by Cameron's Pub and Restaurant. I'm Mike Dale. Glad to have you along. Billy Philadelphia is here with me, and you just heard Back Porchestra, and that was great roots, rock and roll, Americana, country, blues, and more. You're going to hear that band on March 15th.
At the hall.
At the hall. And we just call it the hall now. And Pacifica Performances. Now, Billy, you're a nonprofit group up
yes,
in there
we
in
are.
Pacifica.
Yes, we are.
And you can get a subscription. You can have a lifetime subscription.
Yeah, we have a ticket structure that you get a $5 discount on your ticket if you're a member. And it costs $25 to be a member. So it's not, you know, if you do 5 shows in a year, you've made your money back. Our website is pacificaperformances.org. And we list all the bands that are playing there. We have links for who's played there in years past. We have a history page of where we've been. And, of course, we have a donation page. Some people sponsor concerts. They'll say, okay, well, here's $1,000 to help you with the concert, and or we'll pay the entire thing, you know, different ways. And so 3 or 4 of those a year, we have a sponsor who steps in like that. And we're grateful for all of it.
And what a great intimate venue. It seats 175 people.
Yeah, we average maybe 60 to 100. And so if we go over 150, that's really great for us. And that's one of the things we do for our artists, because we start working on a 50-50 of the door. And the way the artists can make money at our place, if you're listening, bands, if you're listening, the way that you can make money is if you make over a certain amount at the door, we can change that, the way we split the door for that amount of money. If you go over, say, $2,000 at the door, we can, instead of 50-50, we can go 75-25, 66-33. You know, there are all sorts of ways to make it work.
All right, let's play another musical artist, and this one's very famous, Maria Muldaur.
Maria Muldaur.
I love her. Now, we play Midnight at the Oasis. We thought of her as a one-hit wonder back in the 70s, but she's really not. She does a lot of Louisiana blues, and she has a Bluesiana band.
Yeah, this is from her latest record.
All right, Billy, let's hear it now. This is Let's Get Happy Together. It's Coastside Carousel with Maria Muldaur on KHMB.
Thank you. in mind. Let's get happy together. You're blue, me too. Let's forget about stormy weather. You lost your baby and I lost mine. I got a nickel and you've got a dime. We'll drown our troubles in wine and we'll get happy together. Oh, why should we worry just because they turned us down? Come on, baby, let's show them that we're nobody's clown. Now you can dance and I can sing. I got the finger and you got the ring. We'll get the parson to fix this thing and we'll be happy together.
Do you recognize that voice? That is Maria Muldaur on KHMB's Coastside Carousel and her Red Hot Bluesiana band. We play Midnight at the Oasis around here on KHMB. But you know what? That's what you're going to hear at Pacifica Performances. And she's going to be there March 22nd. Maria Muldaur, a Bay Area legend, Billy.
Yes, sir. Very happy to have her come to the hall.
And she was there 2 years ago, you were saying, well, that song was going
on. I believe so, before I started, yeah. I've only been there since April, so what's that, 10 months?
Yeah. And you know what? Ticket prices are pretty inexpensive, $25.
And all shows are the same price. You know, we have bigger names, smaller names, but the price is the same. You know, people give money at all, but when they come in and pay for the tickets, they make a donation. When they're at the concession stand and they have change of $3 yeah. from a 10, they'll say, just keep it. You know, yeah. So in all of our, when we have ticket sales, you also see all those donations in there, you know, and some nights it's not so good, but every night somebody donates something.
As a 501c3, are you giving back to the community in more than just performing concerts? Tell us about your volunteer efforts.
Well, we're available to rent. So private parties can always do their private things there. We have what's called community concerts, which is a straight $15 a head ticket. And that's more of a – for example, last year we had Skyline College's jazz bands, and they needed a place to play, and I tried to get them the year before. Made it happen this year. It was great. We didn't charge $25. We charged $15. And so, you know, kids and young kids came, and it was great. What else do we do? It's rentable, and we
you do beach cleanups. I thought I read, or you do some.
Well,
you do some kind of community
service.
We
have Lions and Rotary members installed some greenery in outside the hall several years ago, and they were up there. That's how I got in touch with KHMB. Is meeting some of those guys and said, yeah, you should be on the station. They loved it. So that's how
we met. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Well,
Ricky, if you're listening, good to have you, man.
Ricky will be listening. And you know what? We're going to create a synergy now between the Coastside and Pacifica with that giant demarcation line called Devil's Slide.
Yeah.
And it's not a big deal. I go shopping in Pacifica all the time. Grocery outlet. We go there for fresh veggies.
Well, that's exactly the exit where the hall is on Lindemar Boulevard.
Excellent. Nice and easy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's play another song. What do you got for us?
Our final artist is probably the most popular band we have at the hall. They are a full-size salsa band, a charanga salsa band. They're called Orquesta La Moderna Tradicion. And they'll be here at the hall. Pacifica Performances, March 29th at 7:30.
And we got them for you now on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Oye, dicen que en mi Cuba, mientras canta la ceiba, baila la palma real. Thank you.
baila la palma real, canta mi patria, llena de felicidad, son monte adentro, miro cuánto te siento, bailo contento, qué bello encuentro, vamos,
vamos, con permiso vamos,
bailando son montuno,
vamos,
vano.
Con permiso vamos,
a la semi baila la palma real,
con permiso vamos,
mi son tiene una razón sabrosona,
con permiso vamos,
cuando el sonero la expresa,
con permiso vamos,
canta mi patria con felicidad,
con permiso
ay,
vamos,
somos de adentro, gracias.
.9 FM and AM 1710 is KHMB, and this is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists along the coastside and even in Pacifica, which is what we're talking about today.
Our sister city of Pacifica.
My sister city. I forgot that line. Billy Philadelphia with me, and we've had a great time here today. Billy, when I have you back, we're just going to feature you for the entire show on your music with Hoagie Carmichael.
Well, thanks, Mike.
What do you think about that?
That's lovely. I always love talking about Hoagie, but I look forward to it.
All right. For now, let's just wrap up by saying get your tickets now. Go to PacificaPerformances.org, and you can subscribe to get a discount on your per-show tickets, or you can just go up and pay per show.
You can pay at the door. That's right.
And thank you for making the Lewis and Clark expedition all the way from Pacifica.
Mush.
And that'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support your local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. And now we know in Pacifica. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music here on the coast. And be sure to check out our website link under Coastside Carousel for all the upcoming shows in town. I'm Mike Dale. Until next time, be well, and we'll see you at the show.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Christians have always believed that the greatest life-changing experience available to any individual is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and the testimonies of numerous converts confirm the dramatic changes which often accompany salvation. One such testimony of change comes from Founding Father Noah Webster, who explained, "I was led by a spontaneous impulse to repentance, prayer, and entire submission and surrender of myself to my Maker and Redeemer. I now began to understand and relish many parts of the Scriptures which before appeared mysterious and unintelligible. In short, my view of the Scriptures, of religion, of the whole Christian scheme of salvation, and of God's moral government are very much changed. The power of God to change a life yielded to Him was just as evident at the time of the Founding Fathers as it still is today."
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.